The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the acb.org, Show Me the Money and Timeline. There will be a march on March 10th to make the paper currency of the United States more accessible for the blind after 20 years of false promises. From the AFB, the leadership conference will be held from April 20th through 21st. That's a Thursday and Friday. From iRetreat.org, the Envisioning Youth Empowerment Retreat, EYE Retreat, will be held July 29th through August 5th. From OHSU, the Oregon Health and Science University, details about the Casey Eye Institute and their research. From the NFB.org, the Center for Excellence in Nonvisual Access, CENV. CENA. From blindinc.org, learning in new dimensions. So let's get started. From acb.org, Show Me the Money, Marching Together for Accessible and Inclusive Currency. Dear friends, nearly five decades of broken promises to the blind and low vision community has left the United States an outlier in the developed world, the only country whose paper currency is inaccessible to those with disabilities. But together we can push the Biden administration and the U.S. Treasury to put us on a course to accessible and inclusive currency for all. The U.S. Treasury is currently redesigning the $20 bill to include a portrait of Harriet Tubman, and a 2008 federal court order says that any new currency redesigns must include accommodations to individuals who are blind or low vision. The administration is hoping to sneak through the redesign without making the bills accessible. They're hoping we won't notice or put up a fight. That's why on March 10th, Harriet Tubman Day, we're coming together for a rally in front of the White House with one clear demand. We need accessible and inclusive currency now. Join us at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Lafayette Square, and let's show the administration we won't let them kick the can down the road again. This isn't rocket science. The solutions are clear. Different size notes, braille, large print denominations, high color contrast. That's why they've been implemented by over 100 countries around the world. It's time for the Biden administration to step up to the plate and commit to currency that's both accessible and inclusive. Let's show them we're serious. Click on the hot link to RSVP and join us on March 10th in Washington, D.C. Since 1961, the American Council of the Blind has been working to increase the independence, security, equality of opportunity, and to improve the quality of life of all individuals who are blind or experiencing vision loss. See you on March 10th to keep up the fight. With determination, Dan Spoon, S-P-O-O-N-E, ACB President. Here is a timeline of key events of currency litigation from on behalf of the ACB. For, number one, on July 16, 1977, ACB adopted a resolution calling for accessible currency. Similar resolutions were adopted by ACB in 1978 and 1980. Number two, in 1983, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, the BEP, conducted a study to evaluate possible changes in the design of currency, which could be useful to the visually disabled. Number three, the issue of currency identification by the visually disabled was addressed in a comprehensive 1995 study by the National Academy of Sciences. The NAS panel recommended the adoption by the Department of the Treasury of several features which could be used by the visually disabled to differentiate between denominations. Number four, on May 6, 2002, ACB filed a complaint in the Federal District Court seeking declaratory and injunctive relief under the provisions of Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, 29 U.S.C. Section 794. The complaint alleged that the design of U.S. currency violated Section 504 because blind and low-vision persons are unable to effectively distinguish between the various denominations of U.S. currency. Number 5, on December 1, 2006, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, you issued a declaratory judgment finding that the design of U.S. currency violated Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act, 29 U.S.C. Section 794, American Council of the Blind versus Paulson, 463 F Supplement 2D51, DDC 2006. On May 20, 2008, the U.S. Court of Appeals affirmed the ruling of the District Court, American Council of the Blind versus Paulson, 525F3D1256, D.C. Circuit Court, 2008. Number 6. On October 3, 2008, the District Court granted injunctive relief, directing the defendant to take such steps as may be required to provide meaningful access to U.S. currency for blind and other visually impaired persons, which steps shall be completed not later than the date of approval by the Secretary of the Treasury, hereinafter Secretary of the next currency redesign. American Council of the Blind versus Paulson, 581 F Supplement 2D 1, DDC 2008. Number 7. In July 2009, a comprehensive study conducted by ARINC, Inc. as to the potential costs associated with various forms of accessible currency was released. Based on this study, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing on May 20, 2010, published the recommendations it would propose to the Secretary as to how to provide meaningful access. 75 Federal Regulation 28331, May 20, 2010. The Bureau recommended that the Secretary adopt the following three steps to provide meaningful access to the United States currency as required by the District Court's injunctive order. Number 1, adding a raised tactile feature, RTF, to each Federal Reserve note that the Bureau may lawfully redesign. Number 2, continuing the Bureau's program of adding large, high-contrast numerals and different colors to each denomination. And number 3, implementing a supplemental currency reader distribution program for blind and other visually impaired U.S. citizens and legal residents. On May 31, 2011, this three-pronged approach to providing meaningful access to U.S. currency was approved by the Secretary of the Treasury. Number 8. On July 3, 2013, the Secretary filed with the District Court a white paper regarding meaningful access to U.S. currency for blind and visually impaired individuals, which the Secretary had previously submitted to the Senate Committee on Appropriations. The white paper established a 2020 target date for production of the new $10 banknote with accessible features. Number 9. On May 12, 2016, the Secretary filed a supplemental status report with the federal court establishing a new target date for accessible currency of 2026, beginning with the $10 note. Number 10. On June 6, 2016, the Council filed a motion to modify the injunctive order dated October 3, 2008. The Council requested the injunctive order be modified to mandate that the $10 bill be made accessible not later than December 31, 2020, and the remaining denominations be made accessible not later than December 31, 2026. Number 11. On January 6, 2017, the District Court denied the Council's motion. The District Court's ruling was appealed by the Council. In a ruling dated December 26, 2017, the Court of Appeals held that the District Court's ruling was not supported by substantial evidence. On August 22, 2019, the District Court again denied the Council's motion to modify the injunctive decree to mandate that the $10 bill be made accessible not later than December 31, 2020, and the remaining denominations be made accessible not later than December 31, 2026. The ACB appealed the District Court's ruling on October 21, 2019. The Court of Appeals affirmed the District Court's ruling on October 9, 2020. Number 12. As of today, the District Court's injunctive order dated October 3, 2008 remains in effect. This order directed the defendant to take such steps as may be required to provide meaningful access to U.S. currency for blind and other visually impaired persons, which steps shall be completed not later than the date of approval by the Secretary of the Treasury of the next currency redesign. American Council of the Blind versus Paulson, 581F, Supplement 2D, one, Section 1, DDC 2008. The current target date, established by the Secretary for the next currency redesign is 2026. From AFB.org, 2023 AFB Leadership Conference. AFB is excited to announce the registration for the 2023 American Foundation for the Blind Leader Conference, AFBLC, is now open. The AFBLC is an annual two-day leadership conference designed to cover the most pressing and relevant topics in the field of blindness. It offers many opportunities to learn from the best and brightest minds in our field, make new connections, and reunite with old friends. The 2023 AFBLC will focus on empowering digital inclusion. AFBLC brings together blind and low vision leaders by creating a space that provides an opportunity to expand their knowledge of best practices, refine leadership skills, identify inclusion practices that work, and share concerns and strategies. During this conference, you'll be empowered with resources and action-driven knowledge to help you increase your leadership capacity. At the end of this conference, you will walk away with new innovative ideas to create more inclusivity for people who are blind and have low vision. I was honored to be among such high-caliber presenters. There is much I am already integrating into my work, and I was genuinely impacted by the keynote's principles of leadership and systems change. The conference was a gift. Quoted by former AFBLC participant. Connecting with the community has always been a key part of AFBLC events, and there will be an Ideathon, Dine Around Town, and other small group networking events. AFBLC will allow for many different opportunities for engagement during the event with fellow attendees, our incredible speakers, and sponsors. The Miguel Medal Award, Corinne Kirchner Research Award, and Jura Gund Leadership Award will be presented at the AFB Leadership Conference. The 2023 AFBLC will be held on April 20th and 21st at the Hyatt Regency in Arlington, Virginia. Note the hotel will honor our group rate as long as there is space available. Please reserve your room today. Register now at the AFB.org hot link. From iRetreat.org, that's EYERetreat.org, the 15th annual iRetreat will be July 29 through August 5, 2023. There will be a reunion on August 5, 2023. Applications are now open. There is a hot link for the 2023 iRetreat course catalog and schedule. Envisioning Youth Empowerment Retreat, EYE Retreat. Mission. Our mission is to provide an opportunity for youth with visual impairments to experience a glimpse of a post-secondary outcome, employment, college, etc., through development of mentoring relationships, real-world applications, and identification of available resources. Established 2009. Vision. Our vision is to empower and create a community of lifelong learners who will have the tools necessary to be successful in their education, careers, and lives. Motto, I retreat from no challenge. Donate today. The iRetreat is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. All donations are tax deductible. Your donation assists us in supporting youth with visual impairments to be better advocates for themselves and their futures. Help support Envisioning Youth Empowerment Retreat by donating or sharing with your friends. Click the button below or scan the QR code below on your phone. From OHSU.edu, the Oregon Health and Sciences University, details about the KCI Institute, retinal disease. The retina specialists at OHSU KCI Institute treat a broad spectrum of sight-threatening conditions of the retina and vitreous. All of our doctors are board-certified and have completed additional fellowship training to specialize in eye conditions such as age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, macular pucker, macular hole, retinal detachments, and tears. Our patients come from the greater Portland area as well as all over North America to access our cutting-edge technology in diagnostics and surgery and our expertise in rare and complex diseases. Our skilled specialists have decades of experience in diagnosing and treating conditions of the retina. We offer patient-centered care delivered with kindness, compassion, and dignity. Bullet leadership in the field, which means you receive care from doctors who are renowned for their contributions to patient care and research. We are invited to share our work at national and global meetings and hold positions in national specialty organizations and prestigious retina societies. Bullet, one of the few centers in the Western U.S. with a depth of experience in treating complex ocular trauma, pediatric retinal diseases, inflammatory conditions, and ocular oncology services. Bullet, expertise caring for all types of common retinal conditions and complex eye diseases. Bullet, access to international experts in gene therapy treatment for inherited retinal diseases. We are one of the very few centers in the country that performs this sight-saving surgery. Bullet, we are the main referral center for patients with pediatric retinal conditions in the Pacific Northwest. Bullet, innovative research and access to clinical trials. To learn more about retinal diseases and inherited retinal diseases, study new treatments, and offer our patients the most advanced options. There is a hot link to meet our doctors. Coordinated care. Some of our patients have complex diseases that require a coordinated approach with other subspecialties in ophthalmology, and we work together to manage your eye care. These subspecialties often include uveitis and inflammatory diseases, vision rehabilitation, ocular genetics, and inherited retinal degenerations, neuro-ophthalmology, pediatric ophthalmology, ocular oncology, glaucoma, corneal and external diseases, and comprehensive ophthalmology. Technology and innovation. Our doctors and staff use the most advanced technology available to examine your eyes and treat any problems, including state-of-the-art operating rooms with the latest technology, including intraoperative optical coherence tomography. This technology precisely guides surgical maneuvers for macular pucker, macular hole, diabetic retinopathy, and retinal gene therapy. Access to cutting-edge diagnostic imaging technology, including the latest in optical coherence tomography angiography, OCTA, which can view the eye's internal structures and allows us to diagnose eye conditions earlier to maximize your eye health. Research. Retina Research, OHSU Casey Eye Institute, is a world leader in gene therapy clinical trials and is a participant in numerous landmark retinal clinical trials. We strive to improve the understanding and treatment for various retinal conditions, including research to advance retinal imaging techniques that will improve the diagnosis and treatment of many eye diseases. Learn more about our research program at the hot link. Age-related macular degeneration. The World Family Macular Degeneration Center, OHSUKCI Institute, is focused on finding the underlying causes of age-related macular degeneration and developing better methods of prevention and treatment. Clinical trials. For patients who are interested and who may qualify, we invite participation in our numerous clinical trials, including for gene therapy. Learn more at that hot link. There are hot links for resources for clinical trials, Elks Children Eye Clinic, Gene Therapy Center, World Family Macular Degeneration Center, Preparing for Surgery, and Uveitis. From NFB.org, Center of Excellence in Nonvisual Access. The Center of Excellence in Nonvisual Access is a concentrated center of expertise, best practices, and resources that enables businesses, government, and educational institutions to more effectively provide accessible information and services to the blind community. Founded by the National Federation of the Blind in 2014, CENA works to share the considerable knowledge that the NFB and its partners have of web accessibility and access technology in order to bring about greater accessibility in government, education, and business, promote the best practices nationwide, increase awareness of accessibility and the tools available to blind users. Building on the expertise of the blind, CENA seeks to create a more accessible world. International Braille and Technology Center for the Blind. The International Braille and Technology Center for the Blind is a comprehensive technology evaluation, demonstration, and training facility located at our national headquarters in Baltimore, Maryland. There's more at the hot link. events, trainings, and accessibility boutiques. Experts at CENA offer various training events and workshops throughout the year to share best practices in web accessibility and access technology. Learn more about our events and trainings at that hot link. Blind Driver Challenge. The Blind Driver Challenge is a collaborative research and education project with the active participation of the blind that began over 10 years ago. The National Federation of the Blind is committed to increasing the speed at which we move toward the design, development, and implementation of accessible technology that presents us with opportunities to live, work, and play as active members of society. Learn more about the Blind Driver Challenge at that hot link. Accessibility Switchboard. The Accessibility Switchboard is a web portal that provides freely available resources and guides for those who want to improve accessibility in their organizations. This is one of the many projects funded through the State of Maryland's Non-Visual Access Initiative grants administered by the Maryland Department of Disabilities. This dynamic portal was developed with support from Accessibility Track Consulting, LLC, and members of the Accessibility Switchboard Community of Practice. Accessibility Inclusion Fellowship Program. The Accessibility Inclusion Fellowship Program helps instructors begin to include accessibility concepts in at least one course offering in their institution with help from the nation's blind. Blind Users Innovating and Leading Design, BUILD. The NFB is establishing a database of blind users to test and evaluate the accessibility of websites, home-use medical devices, home appliances, fitness equipment, and other products and services. We need your help to ensure that this technology is accessible to blind people. Apply to become a tester at that hot link. Higher Education Accessibility Online Resource Center. The Higher Education Accessibility Online Resource Center is an online resource designed for colleges and universities that includes examples of digital accessibility policies, legal requirements, and links to accessibility standards and procurement policies. National Center for Non-Visual Election Technology. The National Center for Non-Visual Election Technology shares best practices about blind voters' needs and houses accessible voting machines that are available for demonstration and evaluation at no cost to officials or the public. More information. For more information about CENA or to inquire about potential partnership opportunities, please call us at 410-659-9314, option 5, or email us at access@nfb.org. From the homepage of blindinc.org, Adjustment to Blindness Training at Blind Inc. Official Blindness, Learning in New Dimensions, COVID-19 Response, Precautions, and Planning. Please note that Blind Incorporated is still open for business and accepting students. We will be sure to inform you of any changes as they develop. Please read the Blind Incorporated Special Announcement Pertaining to COVID-19 Bulletin at the hot link. Blind Incorporated is a nonprofit Adjustment to Blindness Training Center that offers training for adults, children, teenagers, and seniors. We teach the skills that blind people need to become independent and employable, such as Braille, home management, the use of the white cane, computers with screen reading software, and more. But just as importantly, we instill in our students the confidence to put these skills into practice. We utilize the positive view of blindness of the National Federation of the Blind. We work from the premise that blindness doesn't have to be a tragedy. We know that if given training and opportunity, blind people can live full and productive lives. Blind Incorporated is located in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the historic Charles S. Pillsbury Mansion. Minneapolis is a vibrant and diverse city, and the Twin Cities area offers a wide variety of indoor and outdoor activities, such as theater, canoeing, rock climbing, shopping, fishing, live music, and much more. Our students participate in activities to gain confidence and really prove to themselves that they can enjoy the same pastimes as their sighted friends and family members. We believe that blindness may change how we do some things, but it doesn't stop us from doing them. Listen to our executive director, Jennifer Kennedy, ask our students about Blind Ink. There's a video on YouTube for that. Hang on. From their brochure, your future is wide open. If you have been told that you'll always depend on sighted people or that you can't work because you're blind, you've been misinformed. The future won't just open itself up to you. You have to open it yourself. And to open something, you need a key. The most effective key to a bright future is excellence in training, the kind of training you get at Blind Ink. Blind Ink was founded in 1986 by blind Minnesotans. They believed that given the proper training and opportunity, blind people can lead normal, independent, and fulfilled lives. Most of our staff are blind and serve as positive role models for our students. Our sighted staff members receive intensive training in alternative, non-visual techniques of blindness, such as Braille and cane travel, and serve as a bridge to people and the larger community. What will you learn at Blind Ink? First of all, as a blind person, you're every bit as good as everyone else. You just need to learn some new ways of doing things without eyesight. You'll rebuild your self-confidence and self-esteem. We help the process along with discussion seminars held 4 afternoons a week in which we discuss blindness and help you shape positive attitudes toward it and toward yourself. There are new ways of doing things without eyesight. Non-visual alternative techniques have been developed over the years by blind people and passed down to the next generation. Some of these techniques are practical in nature, some are technological, and some are both. As we learn more, our arsenal of techniques keeps expanding, enabling us to be contributed members of society. In cane travel, you will learn to use a long white cane to walk straight, maneuver around obstacles in your path, and detect obstacles and door openings with the noise emitted by the metal tip. You'll learn how to interpret traffic sounds to cross streets safely, interpret cardinal and ordinal directions, and use buses and light rail to travel almost anywhere. Braille is reading by touch using shapes formed by a 6-dot matrix. We have the fastest method in existence of teaching Braille to adults, the Codemaster system. In other training centers, it may take up to 6 months to learn Braille. Here, it's 6 weeks to 2 months. You can then work on building your reading speed using customized materials of your choice. You'll learn safe and effective cooking techniques. In home and personal management, you will learn to cook whatever you like to eat. No more microwave burritos. You'll also work on the practical stuff, mending clothes, shopping, budgeting, clothing care, and dressing for success. Braille is part of a larger communications class. We integrate Braille with technology. Training includes PCs, Apple computers, iPads, smartphones, and other devices, all of which are accessible to the blind via speech output software and refreshable Braille displays. You'll learn programs to help you succeed in college and on the job, as well as manage your personal life independently. Do you intend to own your own home? In industrial arts and home repair, you'll learn how to keep it in good shape. In addition, the class will help prepare you for entry into career fields, such as carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work, which are crying for workers in as many in the field retire. In industrial arts, you'll learn how to use hand and power tools safely. Pursue your career dreams. In careers class, we'll help you find a good job that will help enable you to make a good living and support your family. There's more on the blindink.org website under brochure tab. I ran out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138.